That really is a different sugar in the gourd. I don't know. We've got sound here now. For a great part of Joe's life, Joe was a horse and mule trader, and I had a neighbor down in East Tennessee who was also a horse and mule trader. And a while ago, Joe was telling me about how to tell the age of a mule. Joe, can you tell these folks how one tells the age of a mule?
Well, there's a lot of difference.
Pull that mic down.
There's a lot of footers that counts the knot in a horse's neck. The three knots, it costs $5, 5 years a knot, see?
Uh-huh.
But it's three knots. That horse would be 15 years old, but after he passes it, you got to guess his age.
Right.
And if you don't know where to teach that, well, the right kind are you going to miss.
You can't tell by the front teeth on a mule how old it is.
Yeah. The front teeth of a mule, if it fits on the front, and if it's flat, square teeth, all right, they're young, 4 year old.
Uh-huh.
And if that teeth wore out around like that, well, you can watch where it'll be half wore out if he's a 10 year old.
Right.
And if he goes down, whatever the teeth will come up this way on the mule, you're around about 30 years old.
Uh-huh. You'd rather have a 10-year old mule than a 30 year old mule, right?
Well, it's just according to what you want to do.
if you want to bury him, it's all right to have him if he's 30 years old,
well,
right?
I don't think I'd bury him. I think I'd make horse meat out of him. He'd come out ahead, you'd want to lose the feed you're feeding him.
All right, you folks know how to buy a mule now. I hope you got that lesson down good, because mule trading and horse trading is a real art in this country.
Well, you take a mule or a horse either way. They got disease. That's a horse or a mule will have the fistula, have the swinny, whole evil.
Uh-huh.
Heaves.
Yeah.
I can cure all of that.
How do you cure the heaves on a horse, Joe?
Well, you can't cure them, but you can stop them. They'll bowl like a calf whenever they're hitting a hard pull. I've owned them. You'll cut pieces of meat and feed them that, and it'll stop the heaves on them.
So you, and while he's stopped, you can trade him to somebody.
You won't cure him, but you'll stop him.
Right.
For a horse or a mule gets in a hard pull, if you happen to hit him with a whip, he'll fall dead if he's got it.
Right. Joe, I want to stop our story for just a second. This guy has an announcement here about something or other he wants to bother us with. Here you are, sir.
Could Jeannie and Nancy, concerning the dog, go to the sachet stand concerning the dog? Jeannie and Nancy, I think that's who it is, with the dog problem, go to the sachet stand.
We've gone from mule problems here to dog problems. I think we better play another tune on the fiddle, Joe.